Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's your one piece of advice for somebody going off to college? Hi, Kiss.
Hi.
Hi, do you have some advice?
Yes. It would be to not save any bottles or things as you're, you know, oh, so fun. Let's save these for, you know, decoration. Because when you're, you know, moving out in May, you're not going to be wanting to lug in those to the height of the road.
Right.
I got you the bottles. Bottles of fun. Okay.
So don't save the bottles. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Life advice for somebody going to college.
To just open yourself up to new experiences. You know, don't let the person that you decided you had to be in high school control what you do in college, because there's so many new people that you're going to meet, and you'll learn a lot about life just by getting to know people.
Oh, I love that you just called in with that advice. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I hope somebody really takes that to heart. 644-9850. I'm going to go more practical.
Go.
No matter how dirty it is, if it's wet, hang it up. Don't leave it in a ball on the floor, because it's not going to get better. At least it'll be dirty and dry.
That's not just for college. That's for everybody
no,
in the
that's
world.
Like that's a good life. That's like my solid life advice. 644-9850. And I think because you can get into so many weird, bad habits when you're away at college because you're on your own, you're living in small quarters. My other piece of advice would be start every day by drinking some water. I think that's just like a little, you know, hydrate a little bit, because that can help with the brain. Hi, Kiss. What's your life advice for somebody going off to college?
Hi. My husband and I both went to Brockport, and we are about 7 years out. And I would say if any advice that we could both give them is that you should not take out as much money as you can. Like, if you can take out loans, you shouldn't take out, like, the maximum, because both of us are repaying that right now, and it stinks.
So you know, 7 years later, you're still in the red?
Oh, we're going to be in the red for a while.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you're not alone is the first thing. Yeah. It's funny because they just came out with a list, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, of the top universities in the country. And I was saying to Nick and Weez, I'm looking at this, and every one of these universities for 1 year of college is $70,000+.
They're all premium colleges, yeah.
And But this is like a top 25 list. And the fact that that's what they're getting per year is, it's just unbelievable to me. I'm glad you called, though. Thank
you. Good advice.
Hi, Kiss. Oops, 644-9850. What is your life advice for somebody going off to college? Hi, Kiss.
Live your own life. Not everyone's going to get it done in 4 years. Get college done at your own pace.
I love that.
Good advice.
Great advice. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What is your advice for somebody going off to college? Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your advice?
So my advice is, no matter how hard it gets, keep going.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Don't give up.
I have a daughter. She goes to Hilbert. Things are tough. You just got to push through.
Tough academically or socially?
No, with the financial aid and just all of that, you know, the pressure that they're not used to and the funds. And, but it's a small price to pay once you get that degree in your hand and you keep going.
I love that you're there to support her. That's amazing. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Life advice for somebody going to college.
Hi, I definitely wanted to tell you, be respectful to your neighbors, people that you are rooming with.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you've got experience.
Explain.
Oh, my goodness. My daughter, her first year of college, she walks into the dorm room, and her roommate was already in the room. It looked like a bomb went off.
Oh, no.
And
no.
She has OCD, and she was like, oh, my God, I can't do this, Mom.
Shallow breathing.
Yeah.
And I mean, she was like, she really, literally wanted to run out of the room.
Yeah,
and
well,
I was like, it's gonna be okay. you know, you have your side of the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Just keep your room clean, and it'll be okay.
So yeah. What happened?
Well, she ended up, she tried to, you know, talk to the girl. It didn't work. She was, you know, from a different country. She didn't mm-hmm. understand, so she says she didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she talked to the person who's in charge of the hallway, and then they tried to do the mediate, and then she ended up moving because the girl still didn't clean up. I mean, there was pieces of hair on the floor, clothes on the floor. Mm. I mean, and not awful stuff. I mean, like, okay, you got tags of Michael Kors and stuff like that on clothes, and she's like, oh, she's a good dresser, maybe it'll get better. I was just like, and it didn't.
No, it didn't at all. Are you, no. Like, you as mom, are you more like Marie Kondo, or are you like Joanna Gaines?
I'm like Joanna Gaines.
Mm. Yeah. I like that.
Yes,
awesome. Thank you for calling. I hope she has a good year this year. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Life advice for somebody going off to college.
Don't stress over academics. I think this is such a big stressor for people going into college. As a current UB student, I know the stress of academics. I think kids just need to take their time and, I mean, study. Study is a big, important part of it, but you don't need to stress yourself over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
How do you balance the fact that you're paying or someone's paying a lot of money for you to be there? You kind of at times feel that pressure to do well academically. How do you balance that with the actual physical stress that it takes on you?
Well, I know UB, they definitely have stress relievers in the common areas. Mm-hmm. They have therapy dogs. I definitely suggest going to the extracurricular, the clubs, the football game.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you called. What year are you at UB?
I'm a sophomore.
Nice. Good luck. Have a successful school year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, so there's a lot of advice for people going off to college. And, you know, I also totally believe you've got to diversify your friends, because sometimes you can have hard times with a group of friends at college and you can kind of get thrown off the rails. And then if you have a bunch of different friend groups, if one group of friends isn't, you know, and they can be just because of a lot of different clubs you're in or volunteering that you do, that you have different groups of friends, but it does open things up to allowing yourself, if one thing's not going right, you have other friends.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.